That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. This is the dumbest problem I've had in a very long time.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, one of my very best girlfriends, her daughter's first birthday is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered her this bracelet that has her name on it, and there's beads. It's ELLA because her name is Ella.
Okay.
I ordered it 2 weeks ago because I knew I wanted to get this for her. Somebody had bought one for my daughter many years ago. I loved it. All I need to know about you is if your company's job is to create bead names.
That's the one thing you're supposed to do.
And then you send me an email at 2.06 a.m. this morning.
saying that it's not going to make it on time.
Unfortunately, we no longer have the letter L in the style of beads you ordered.
Wow.
That's your job.
Right. Like, go find that L.
Her name. And then, here's the best part. We do have many other adorable beads. You can add different letters. No, her name is Ella. I cannot add different letters.
Right. Maybe, they,
with
maybe,
a Z.
Maybe they have one L and you make it Elba or something like that. You know what I mean? You do a switch over, right? All right.
I mean, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I just, if that's your company's job and I paid the expedite and I ordered it 2 weeks ago and then you can't figure it out and send me an email in the middle of the night, that is all I need to know about you.
I told you I'm waiting on a brake part right now from the dealership. A week on my wife's car's brake part right now from the dealership.
It's absolutely nuts.
And they're like, yeah, it's in Canada. We don't know what's going on. Wait a minute. How do you not know what's going on?
It's trapped up north. We can't get it.
I feel bad. How does the guy at the desk even try to explain that to different customers? He told me he's waiting on a clutch for another car. I'm like, wait a minute. What?
Oh,
is it 1972? Is there an embargo? What is going on here?
They make name bracelets and necklaces and tell me they don't have the letter L if I want to pick a different letter.
Right.
I don't understand how you have a company.
Oh, yes. I love the the deflection of like, we have different letters.
We have different
just in case.
All right, so mine this morning here is a warning here right here. If you are highlighting every highway sign on the Wilbur Cross up with your high-powered green laser as you drive up in 4:30 in the morning, that's all I need to know about you. Do it again tomorrow, bro, and I'm calling the cops.
What are they doing?
I'm getting on the Wilbur Cross this morning, right off of 91, right at the junction, and I'm wondering what's going on because I'm seeing every large highway sign being lit with a green high-powered laser that's moving all over it. Not just like a dot either, too, like a square.
Wait a minute.
And like multiple dots, and I'm like, this is a crazy person who is clearly being shot out of somebody's truck driving down the road.
Or aliens.
Yeah,
We're not even going to discuss that possibility?
Some dork who ordered himself something that he thinks makes him a Navy SEAL online is what I'm guessing here. Mm. Do it again tomorrow, bro, and I'm calling the police.
Bro.
It's not just annoying. It's also illegal.
It's illegal. It's dangerous. And it makes you clearly a crazy person.
Unless you're an alien.
If you're talking to them.
That's true.
Right, I guess. Okay.
If you're the person that decided to skip the bug spray, skip trying to move a hive of bees, but just went to straight fire and burned down the shed in Stamford.
Boy.
That's all I need to know about you.
You see this? Remember when you almost did that?
Yes.
Raven almost did that. He had a bee problem.
You guys were encouraging me.
Well, we wanted you to get rid of the bees, and we were curious what was going to happen if you let your whole yard on fire.
Right. Bees are gone.
The grass is still dead. Yeah. The bees came back the next year, though.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
She just sounded like a real Stamford snob.
Yep. All right, so here's what went down. And you tell me if I'm out of line here. And also, if you have a strange gym quirk, I want to hear about that too. 1-800-330-9999. There's a new gym that opened up, and I really like it.
Okay.
The workouts are fantastic.
That's why you've chosen it as your fourth or fifth gym possible membership.
It is my fourth gym membership that I belong to.
Right.
I told you all the other gyms are broken, and they're not making me lose the baby weight.
Right, okay.
Right. So,
it's the gym's fault.
It's the gym's fault. But I really like the workout here, and I like the people, and I like that they have good childcare. All that is great. The gym just opened, and my free 30-day introductory trial ends today.
Okay.
But now you have to commit to
you're at decision point now.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's a 6-month contract, and it's not like it's not super expensive, but it certainly isn't inexpensive considering I also belong to three other gyms. But I have one major problem with it. They encourage high-fiving a lot.
Oh.
So every time you finish a round, right?
Are you there have like to signs or anything like that?
No,
like
but
that tell you to high five?
Or the trainer just makes it very clear that it is expected of you to high five.
So he puts up the arm and he's like, high five.
Everybody, you all have to high five each other constantly.
Even if you're not working with the trainer.
High five.
Even if you're not working with the trainer.
Well, there's one trainer for the whole class.
Oh, okay, so it's a class, though. It's not like this trainer's just randomly walking around and he's like, all right, high five.
Oh, no, but they're constantly high-fiving. Their hands are constantly up high-fiving people. Now, here's the thing. I am the sweatiest, grossest person at the gym, right? Like, I don't understand how people can't wash their hair when they leave the gym because it looks like I jumped in a pool.
Oh, yeah, it's nasty.
It's like, I am gross. I would not want to touch me. And I certainly don't want to touch you.
You're not encouraging anybody. You're not putting the pressure on somebody to touch you or high five you.
Right. But it's almost like their culture to high five.
Right.
Like constantly.
Well, they've been trained. It's anything. You ring the bell, you give the dog a treat, he salivates. Like that's the old rule, right?
And
that's the old test.
The trainer will yell out, high five someone you haven't high fived yet. And I'm like, oh, God.
So it's like going to church. You're sharing then at that point. You're turning around, you're shaking hands.
It's exactly like peace be with you.
Yeah, they do that at a Kid Rock concert too.
Yeah, do they?
And at your gym.
Kid Rock, at the gym, and at church.
Yes.
You're forced to touch people
you
don't want
to touch. Those are the three places. Those are the three places that it happens. Right.
So I am going to do the drop-in rate until I can decide whether I can live with this or not.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm being out of line. Like, am I a jerk because I don't want to high-five people?
Listen, this is the time of automated cashiers and stuff like that. We don't want to talk to people ever. Yesterday, I ordered deodorant and tried to figure out if I could get laundry detergent on Amazon and whether or not the shipping cost was actually worth deferring the fact that I might have to go to the store and face somebody face to face. So, I mean, I get it. Some days you just don't want the human contact and the high five. I don't know.
I just feel like it's not sanitary because I'm dirty. And, like, I've been touching all these weights, so I know my hands are dirty.
Right.
And I don't know where your hands have been.
Right. It's a nasty feeling when you're touching the rubber on the things, right? I mean, I think everybody has gym quirks, like you mentioned, right? Like, I have a thing. I don't go on a treadmill that's next to somebody else that's on a treadmill.
That's a big thing. Yeah. That's a gym quirk.
Like, I need a thing. I need an empty machine in between me and you. Like, if I end up next to you, I won't actually run. I'll just power walk because I'm afraid that I might fall off.
Wow.
Oh.
My balance isn't great. Knees a little shaky. I'm not there as often as you are. I don't want to roll out in front of you. You know, it's not even about embarrassment. Like, I don't want the liability.
How many gyms do you belong to, Evan? 1-800-330-9999. What are your thoughts? Am I out of line? Because I think it's weird to high-five people constantly. And if you have a weird gym quirk, we want to hear about it. Give us a call now. We're talking about your weird gym quirk. I have an issue where at this new gym, they constantly insist that you high-five each other, which it irks me because
it's for encouragement, Anna Zach.
I just like nobody wants to touch me. I'm so sweaty and like I'm not into it. But producer Christian, what is your weird gym quirk?
Even if there's a machine that's open that like does the exact same thing, I have to use the same machine every single time. I can't go to the one next to it.
Yeah.
I have to go to the same one.
You'll wait for it if necessary.
Yes.
You'll do whatever it takes, right? Because you feel like you're getting your good pump at that other
machine. Exactly. And the other machine just doesn't know me. I don't want to start a new relationship.
Right. Yeah, it's strange.
I understand.
Yeah. All right, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What is your weird gym quirk? Give us a call now. What is your weird gym quirk? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. This came up because my free membership, my one free month at this new gym that just opened near my house, is up today. And I can't commit to the 6 months because they insist that you high-five all the time, and I don't like to touch people when I'm working out.
The other reason that you're having a little trouble committing to it is that you're already committed to three other gyms, all of which you now tell me are broken because you have not dropped the baby weight satisfactorily there.
It's the gym's fault, not my terrible eating habits.
Clearly, of course it is, right.
But that got us thinking, like, that is a gym quirk that I have. And even as a Zumba instructor, the other Zumba instructors would make fun of me. Because sometimes there's like partner dances where you like high five and you like do-si-do.
Right, you don't want to do that. You're too sweaty for it.
Never.
You're too slick.
Never in my class will you show up and I will make you touch somebody because nobody wants to touch people. That's
my
theory.
There's got to be a few people in your class that appreciate that.
I would hope so.
Yeah, there's got to be a few.
So we asked on Facebook, what is your weird gym quirk? Because mine is certainly not touching anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry M. wrote, when I'm doing strength training, I hog the preloaded 20-pound barbell because I use it for all my group muscle groups. Okay.
All right.
That seems fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she hogs it.
She hogs it.
I mean, it's, have not, it back when
it's
I'm
not
done.
Necessarily fair, but it's normal.
Sherry T wrote,
she owns it.
When she walks out of the gym, she hits two Purell dispensers, two of them in a row.
Two. Squirt, squirt.
Wow. Yep.
She gets the first one, it dries just a little bit, and then she hits the next one.
And then she doesn't touch the door push bar when she leaves.
She does it with her elbow?
Probably.
I hate those smear marks on the window.
She just kicks the door open.
I don't want to see that. Right. What? Hey, well, good today.
She just came from a kickboxing class.
Exactly.
She's like,
boom.
Feeling real good. Kelsey wrote, I have to have a full hour of exercise, not 59 minutes, exactly 60 minutes on the dot.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
dedication.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
More than I have.
All right. No, I get it.
It's a mental thing.
Yeah, definitely. Caroline writes, this is huge. The fact that there's people that don't do this makes me, I lost my mind. Caroline wrote, I have to do my reps in even counts, 12, 18, 24, not odd counts. Can you imagine a trainer or any kind of fitness instructor being like, okay, we're going to do reps of 9?
God. True, right. It would break the whole thing. I mean, you can do an uneven count if you're maxing out, I guess, right? But I get how they would want it to be evens. It's just easier to count.
I can't even imagine.
That's so crazy.
Right.
If somebody was standing over me and it's like, you can do 9, I'd be like, I either got to do 8 or 10.
Right. No, I understand.
Oh, DeQuibi has the same as you, Raven. I don't like it when people on the treadmill go on the treadmill next to me if there's plenty of other ones they could have picked. It's weird.
Right. I mean, if you want to start a conversation, if we know each other, that's one thing. But he probably feels the same way that basically they're going to fall.
Right.
I don't want to fall in front of somebody I don't know. I'm just trying to keep us both safe.
And my other big pet peeve is when they start talking to you, when they like sit next to you and then they start talking. I can't breathe. Like, look at me.
Right.
I'm
dying over here. I'm just trying to survive.
I'm running at a 5.0.
Right.
And you think that I could have a conversation right now? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your weird gym quirk?
My weird gym quirk is kind of like yours, Raven. I don't really like working out next to anybody on the in the cardio section, but I'm calling about Anna's quirk about touching people.
Yeah.
I wear workout gloves at the gym, so I don't know if that's an option for you.
Workout gloves. Right. These the fingerless ones that look like you're going to push major weight? Yeah, you do wear those, huh?
I have those from the
80s. Yeah, I do them when I lift.
That's cool. Makes you look like a biker or you're out of Mad Max. Road warrior. I love it.
Would it be weird, because I don't even want my fingers to be, like the tips of my fingers to be out, that I would just wear my mittens, like my winter mittens, I'll wear those to the gym?
I feel sweaty in gloves is always nasty anyways. I don't care if you're gardening. It's just nasty.
Yeah. Wear your gardening gloves to the gym.
Right.
Just high-fiving with those.
You know, they're always loose. Like, you can borrow them from your grandma.
Right.
Like, pink with flowers on the hand paws.
You want to chime in, too? Head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. What's your weird gym quirk?
Free to live your best life. No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Amber with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Single Amber joining us. She is our millennial Star 99.9, part of our sales team here. And she's helping us scratch the surface of what it's like to be single in Fairfield County.
She's out there. She's on the prowl. She knows what's going on there. She don't need no man, but she's paying attention if they walk in by. What?
Right. And you go out on a lot of dates, don't you?
Yeah, I try to, yeah.
So we were talking last week about the app that I had never heard of before called Hinge.
Yes.
Which you think is probably the best dating app right now.
Yes, I think so.
Can you go over some questions that are on Hinge?
Yes. So there's one right now. His name's Dean. So one of the questions was a go-to karaoke song. His response was anything by NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
So their Hinge is asking the questions.
Right.
And you're getting the answers from there.
Yes.
Right. So what does that say that he's into singing boy band? Because to me, I immediately think he's a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like high maintenance and that he probably waxes his eyebrows.
Like, listen, you have to wax your eyebrows nowadays. Are you serious?
Sometimes.
Look at me. I'm 2 weeks overdue.
But are you into that? Are you into the guy that wants to do bye 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 when he's at a karaoke?
You know, I would probably swipe right on him. Like that interests me that he likes that stuff, because I do too.
Interesting.
And he's got to be comfortable with himself to admit that he likes choreographed dance from people with tweezed eyebrows.
Is there a picture of him?
Yes.
Can I see? Oh, let me look.
See, this is what Anna really likes about these.
He looks like a level 7 Lance Bass.
Yes, I can see that.
Right?
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He answered another one saying, where to find me at the party? And he said, with the dog. Now, that is like thumbs up for me.
No, but is he telling the truth?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some guys definitely, like, sugarcoat this and, like, know what girls want to hear.
Right. So. Right.
He's so also wearing a bandana in that photo. And I don't know if I trust a guy that wears a bandana in a profile picture.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Right?
I don't know about that bandana. Is that dog really his or he rent that dog?
Would you swipe right on a guy that wears a bandana? Like, what if he shows up to your date and he's wearing a bandana? To me, that's a deal breaker.
That's a hard no from me.
It's okay if he's got pattern baldness or something like that. We all know that Bret Michaels is coating the top of his head with the finest luxurious furs from whatever creature those are growing on and that huge bandana. But when he shows up for the first date, we just don't know.
You never know.
Let's find another guy besides Dean.
You're doing so good on this Hinge test, Anna.
Yeah. I think about my husband and I'll be honest, he's like, he is just, he's a good guy. He really, really is.
Massive,
I lucked out.
Massive dork.
If you put him on an app, like, he wouldn't know how to answer those questions.
Yeah.
Like, it's not him.
Right. Yeah.
So I kind of feel bad for the guys that are trying to answer that and we're making fun of them because they can't answer correctly. Because my husband is the hardest working best father there is. But if I asked him what song he'd sing at karaoke, I don't even think he could name a song.
Listen.
To be honest.
Yeah. I gave him the dork badge, but I meant it as a badge of honor.
Thank you, Raymond.
He's married. He's out of the game. He doesn't know.
I mean, he's been out of the game since he was 21 years old. So
guys need to take this as we're not ridiculing on them. We're helping them learn, right?
Right.
You want to talk to a girl like Amber, you need to learn. One more question. I want this one to be a good one.
They talk about best travel stories. One is helping to save a woman's life while whitewater rafting in New Zealand. So, like, that's something I would respond to, being like, tell me more.
Right. Like, what were you doing in New Zealand?
Yeah.
And,
right.
what did you do?
What is your definition of saving her?
Yeah. Right.
Because slide scale of saving.
Because, if you just called 911, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Right. That's like, okay, I stood here on the shore. Right.
But if you put your arm out and grabbed her slick arm as she went by and pushed her up onto the raft and pulled her up onto the shore.
I think you should go out with that guy. He's kind of cute.
Mr. New Zealand.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to slide.
Swipe on him, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And we'll see
what happens. I didn't know that we were actually getting a vote now.
Yeah,
This is fantastic.
We're going to have more with Single Amber coming up next week right here on Star 99.9. I'm really into this.
We're going to the water.
We are.
We're going to the water, Interzap.
We're going to the greatest bluefish tournament on Earth.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. There's money up for grabs in our backyard, and I want a piece. No question.
No, this is like a real thing. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's literally called the greatest bluefish tournament on Earth.
Tell us why it's so great, Anna Zapp, would you please?
Well, I don't know. I've never done it before, but I'm, like, really intrigued. It's happening August 24th and 25th right in Long Island Sound. And the first place grand prize is $25,000.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the thing that perked my interest yesterday. You know I got a thing about texture and fish and touching scaly things with my hands. But when you said yesterday, yo, we could win 25 G's if we get a big, big fish.
Yeah.
I was immediately intrigued. So tell me how this thing works.
This is really cool. Like, if you're a fisherman, a fisherwoman, a fisher people.
Fisher person.
Yep.
Fisher cat.
Angler, I think, is probably the
fisher cat is a land mammal.
Right.
They're aggressive in nature and they go after bunnies.
So this happens right in Long Island Sound. And I'm fascinated by it. You go out and starting on August 24th, and then you have that weekend, and there's, like, the time restrictions, and whoever catches the biggest bluefish wins $25,000. And there's a million different ports that you can check in. They're not called ports. They're called weigh-in stations.
So this is
that
not
you
a
bring
place.
Your bluefish.
This is not a thing that we can go out and buy a bluefish and then pass it off as a bluefish that we caught and then win $25,000 because, I mean, that would be a sound investment.
Do the winners really get polygraphed? It's on the frequently asked questions page.
Wait a minute, what?
Yes. It says our top three finishers must take and pass a polygraph test in order to claim their prize. This is legit.
I mean, that would be the only polygraph I would ever take in my life, all right? Otherwise, my lawyer says never, bro. Never.
I wish it, and you could bring your kids. Like, they don't care. There's no age restrictions on this either. Like, what a fun thing if your family is into fishing. I went fishing in Alaska, and I loved it.
So you're on a boat, though, right? You're on a boat.
No, you don't even need a boat.
You don't need a boat.
Yeah, you can be on a boat, of course. But, you know, and then you can go to any of these weigh-in stations. And there's separate prizes at each weigh-in station.
Yeah.
But it says you can fish however you like, on a boat, from a kayak, from the shore.
All right. The kid doesn't have, like, a restriction. Like, you can have the kids out there, everything. The restriction is stay alive while on the boat.
Well, right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's really the restriction.
I think that works.
It's only $40 a person to register. I just think this sounds like the most fun thing.
So you've fished before. Have you ever fished before?
Yeah, I've fished before, bro.
I mean, like,
my dad loved
fishing.
What, like out on a boat? Is that your idea of actual fishing? Is, I mean, like, I have to be out on a boat?
It's one thing
actual?
If you do it like when you're like 6 years old and you catch like a minnow or a sunfish or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I caught many sunfish. All right. Why are you ridiculing my sunfish catches?
I mean,
Do you know how to fish? Producer Christian.
What, are you some sort of fisherman?
I mean,
you don't even have a beard.
Yes, I do.
Well, not a real beard.
Okay, right. I've actually been deep sea fishing, like off the coast of
Look at me.
Mr. John Candy, summer rental. Fine. You're going to go ahead and win the big race.
Huh? I'm an angler.
I think I can. If I wanted to do this, I would win
$25,000. $25,000. You would win the $25,000 catching the greatest bluefish ever. It's a bluefish, right?
That's what you said. Yes, a bluefish.
All right, listen. Seriously, there is no way you can. Do you have a fishing pole?
Well, not right now.
Yeah, so that was
okay.
Good.
Okay, listen. Here's what we're going to do. Raven, you win $12.50 if we lose this.
You think you can get a pole for $25? I'm in for that. Yes.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. You're going to go fishing tomorrow morning, right? We're going to call in. You can go to, like, Captain's Cove or wherever you want to go.
Okay.
You can't get on a boat. You got it off the shore.
Okay.
Right,
if you catch any fish.
My $12.50 is not going to our boat.
No. We'll pay $25. We don't have $25,000, but we'll give you $25 if you can catch any fish.
Any fish?
Oh,
any
fish. I thought we had to buy the pole.
I'll take care of that. So you're going to give me $25 if I catch a fish. You guys are going to lose $25.
There's no way you catch it. But you have to catch it between the show hours, between 5:30 a.m. and 10 a.m.
That's when the fish are jumping.
Wait a minute.
That's when they're hungry. You guys are going to lose. Oh, my God.
There's no restrictions on it. This fish doesn't have to be a certain size or weight or anything like that.
Well,
it just has to be a live fish.
And you can't stop at Stop
Not
and
a
Shop
minnow.
On the
yeah,
way
exactly.
home.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's really fighting me.
I'm going to give you a polygraph.
$25.
You guys are going to lose $25. This is awesome.
You think so, huh?
All right. So tomorrow morning, producer Christian, this is what we're going to do, right?
Yep.
You're going to fish all morning long. You'll call in with your updates, and I can guarantee you will not catch a fish because I guarantee you don't know what you're doing.
I'm going to be $25 richer.
No sardines, no anchovies. They don't count.
Right. And if you're interested in getting in on this Bluefish Tournament, you can head to bluefishtournament.com, and you can register. It's going on in Long Island Sound August 24th and 25th. First place, $25,000. It sounds really fun and awesome.
What do we do if he catches the fish? Do we get him, like, corporate sponsors, and he dresses up like a NASCAR driver while he's out there?
No, we pay him $25.
And that's it. Then we move on with our lives.
Yeah.
I understand.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Shay and David are joining us together this morning. It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Shay, let's start with you. What's going on?
So my husband David and his brother are starting a landscaping company, and he thinks he doesn't need to have any sort of agreement in place or just talk to a lawyer beforehand. That makes me feel very uncomfortable because he's fronting a lot of this money.
I can tell you from my regard is that as a business owner, one of the hardest things to do is make decisions with somebody else, even when you love and care about them. Sometimes I would think that would even be worse, as a matter of fact. What's your side of this, David?
He's my brother. I don't need a contract with my brother. We've worked it out. He's blood. Like, I trust him. We were raised together. We're cut from the same cloth. He's a good guy.
I'm not saying he's not a good guy. That's exactly why we need a lawyer, is because it's going to, I mean, say this business is a huge success. Money tears people apart. You need lawyers more if it's blood and a family and you have a good relationship with this person.
But David, why are you against getting a contract if you're starting a company with him?
I don't see the point of it. He's my brother, and I feel like it would create weird animosity where it just seems awkward. I'm not going to bring a lawyer into my relationship with my little brother. Like,
it's funny you say that because the logical sense of me says, like, no, of course, you're starting a company, you need a contract. But then I immediately said, what if I was starting a company with my sister? I'm like, I don't need a contract with my sister.
No, you definitely should.
I mean, have you ever
had an argument with your sister? You ever pushed each other down? You're going to change, too. It's not just money that changes people. It's time, family, other constraints. Contracts are there for when things go wrong. When everything's going great, it's easy to picture it's all just rainbows, unicorns, and piles of money.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Shay, that it's just logical. Get a couple lawyers involved. Set it up so that if things go wrong, or maybe they'll go really right. Then you'll be able to know who gets what, who's putting in what, who's fronting what. But they may see your side too, David. If you're going in 50-50, write it on a napkin, 50-50, and that's the end of it. That's
I got
the
news
contract.
For you. You put it on a napkin, that's a contract. If there's a witness to it, that's a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I don't want them to go in 50-50. I think that's a disaster because because then if they have a degree like disagreement, they can't do anything. It's going to be a stalemate.
Well, that's for the lawyers to work out.
Here we go again.
That's for the lawyers to work out, Shay. We're not doing percentages.
This has been every day of my life for weeks.
Well, why don't we listen to what the audience has to say? Maybe they have some good advice. You guys on board with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. And Shay called in because she says her husband is being unreasonable. David, they're starting a company, him and his brother, a landscaping company.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we don't need a contract. It's just the two of us starting this together. It's ridiculous to get lawyers involved. She's like, no, if you're going to do this, you need to have paperwork in place.
Yeah, I think it's naive of him to think that things will just always be easy going forward, right? You have to envision the thing that you could never envision, because more than likely, that's got a high percentage of happening in the future.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Oh my gosh, I'm on the wife's side. Oh, this guy is crazy. I come from a very large family that has a lot of people in the trades, so contractors, electricians, and everything, and mm-hmm. people have their own businesses and have started businesses with other family members. And you would not believe the animosity that comes sometimes down the road. He's got to protect his own family. Even if he loves his brother now, that could change.
Right. You know, a lot of times, too, the contract is there just for clarification. I mean, because confusion arises, people having hurt feelings, and they may be wrong. Perception might not actually be reality. But if there's no framework there, people are left to think whatever they want.
Yeah. Whose side
are
you on?
Absolutely.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Got the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Shay says her husband is being unreasonable because he doesn't want to get a contract with his brother, even mm-hmm. though they're starting a landscaping company together.
Yeah, it sounds foolish. David says, oh, we're raised together. We're cut from the same cloth. I trust him. It'll be weird. No, I tell you, it'll be weird when you have a disagreement.
Whose side are you on? Would you ask for a contract with a family member? 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. They need a contract. It's more of a protection than it is I don't trust you thing. And it's to protect both of them. Also to get an LLC to protect their personal assets.
Right. I think that, you know, that's the thing. You don't have one attorney that's necessarily working for one more than the other. That's why you both bring your people right to the table and you have your representation. You come out both feeling like you're
protected.
Right.
Or you could subscribe to the biggest tip my father ever gave me is never go in business with anybody else. Always do it by yourself.
That's right. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. At the end of the day, family's family, but business is business. People, time changes people, success and failure changes people. So if you're doing business, it's just business. We just need a contract.
Listen.
That's my point.
EPMD, business never personal. I take all my lessons from that. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on her side. I'm shocked that he'd even consider that. I have a friend right now who's going through the exact same thing. He's in business with his brother, and things eventually didn't work out.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Shay, our audience agreed with you. Blood or not, you need to at least make an effort to have some kind of written contract before entering into any kind of company with your brother. Granted, if it's an LLC, you're going to need contracts anyway, so you might as well just do it.
I'm so
sorry. I mean, if that's what they wanted.
I was afraid that if a lawyer told him that, he would say, well, of course, a lawyer is going to prescribe more legal advice, but the people have spoken.
It's pretty simple and straightforward. A couple $100 for each you guys have spent honestly could be worth its weight in gold later on down the road. Hopefully you're right. There'll never be a problem, but contract's there for when things go south.
I guess. You know, hey, look, we agreed that I would go. This is why we're doing this. You know, all right, yeah, let's do it.
It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Joining us on Star 99.9 and on Raven, it's attorney John Heyman from the Heyman Law Firm. You can visit them online at HeymanLaw.com. They're Connecticut's firm for injured people, 1-800-HEYMAN.
Judge Johnny, glad to have you back.
Good morning.
I remember my dad once telling me, and he said, if you ever remember anything I say, is don't get involved in business with your family. Earlier, these two brothers are starting a landscaping company, and they don't want to have a contract. One of the wives is having a big problem with that, mm-hmm. saying that you have to have a contract going into this. What are your thoughts on this, going into business and kind of just doing it 50-50 and you split everything in the end?
You know, you're talking to a lawyer. We see things that go wrong. Inevitably, there are problems in most any situation and any business. So I would urge the brothers to listen to their wives, have a contract. There's no downside to having a contract. Everything seems to run perfectly until it stops running perfectly.
Right.
You know, once there's problems, it snowballs. Seen it destroy families. You enter a marriage, you're deeply in love with that person, and what happens? It goes bad, and suddenly you hate each other.
Right, you're spiteful.
Right. So I don't see a downside whatsoever to having a contract. And hire a lawyer. Typically, you don't hire one lawyer. Each party should hire right. their own lawyer.
Right? Okay.
Spend a little money. Don't base it upon trust. And hope to God that it works. All
right.
On the other hand, you never know. I can only tell you, based upon my 40-plus years experience as a lawyer, you can pretty much count on, over the period of time, problems arising, issues coming up that are unexpected. Plan for the worst and hope for the best. It's especially difficult when you're dealing with a family situation. You know, imagine Thanksgiving time, brothers are at odds with one another, and, you know, we no longer spend Thanksgiving together or Christmas together. Save yourself a lot of aggravation. In this case, gentlemen, listen to your spouses.
Prenup. Yes or no?
Well, you're talking to a man who has been married before, so.
did you have a prenup? I need to know. Did you have a prenup?
My first marriage? I didn't have a penny to my name.
You're a romantic. I like it. That's good. Attorney John Heyman from Heyman Law Firm. You can visit them online, HeymanLawFirm.com. Call 1-800-HEYMAN, Connecticut's firm for injured people. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you ever so much.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right
it's
now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Megan, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Megan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Megan, Raven is walking out of the studio. When that door closes, he can't hear what we're saying. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, but if it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Okay, if you can beat him, $100 to Little Pub. Here we go. Number 1, Serena Williams clothing line just released a dress that is for every woman, no matter their size. She is married to Alexis Ohanian. What social news website is he the founder of?
Reddit.
Number 2, Justin Theroux reunited with his wife after their puppy Dolly passed away. Who is his ex-wife?
Jennifer Aniston.
Number 3, Lady Gaga was spotted kissing a sound engineer. Her first public romantic encounter since splitting with Christian Carino. Who was her co-star in A Star is Born?
Bradley Cooper.
Number 4, rumors are that Victoria's Secret fashion show is canceled this year. Rapper Cisco sang a famous song about underwear. What was it called?
The Thong Song.
And number 5, Wendy's is giving away free junior bacon cheeseburgers with any purchase to celebrate Bacon Fest. What color is Wendy's hair?
Red.
Nice job, Megan. Raven!
Yo, how'd you do?
Megan got 5 for 5.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, let me see how I do.
Okay. Number 1, Serena Williams clothing line just released a dress that is for every woman, no matter their size. She is married to Alexis Ohanian. What social news website is he the founder of?
He owns Reddit.
Reddit is correct. Megan's still leading you 5-1. Number 2, Justin Theroux reunited with his ex-wife after their puppy Dolly passed away. Who is his ex-wife?
Jennifer Aniston.
Still leading Megan 5-2. Number 3, Lady Gaga was spotted kissing a sound engineer. Her first romantic encounter since splitting with Christian Carino. Who was her co-star in A Star is Born?
Bradley Cooper, and this is all deflection.
It's not true.
That sound engineer is just the guy who carries Bradley Cooper's guitar in and out of the apartment so they can secretly be in love.
You know who disagrees with you? The sound engineer's ex-wife who posted a pretty scathing thing about Lady Gaga.
Okay. Oh, snap.
Number 4. Rumors are that Victoria's Secret fashion show is canceled this year. Rapper Cisco sang a famous song about underwear. What was it called?
It was the Thong Song.
Thong. Right. You need this last one
to
tie.
He was always
Megan.
Covered in baby oil, too, mm-hmm. for some reason, that guy.
You need this last one to tie. Number 5. Wendy's is giving away free junior bacon cheeseburgers with any purchase to celebrate Bacon Fest. What color is Wendy's hair?
Red.
All right, Megan, here's the thing. You guys tied at 5. So even though that's not enough to give you a win, we're still going to give you a $50 gift card to Little Pub.
Wow.
Sound good?
Pretty nice.
Sounds great.
Oh, Megan sounds defeated.
Oh, well, that
she
was
did so
she
good.
She got 5 out of 5.
Yeah, she did great.
Yeah. If you want to challenge Raven, man, even with five, it stinks. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to the Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
There are good people out there, Raven. I love stories like this.
What do you got?
A woman was in a Payless store. And if you're familiar, Payless is going out of business. So whatever's left out there is kind of like liquidation at this point. You get shoes at an extreme discount. They're just kind of getting rid of their inventory at this point.
Sure, sure. You got to clear the shelves.
Yeah. So her daughter, while they were in the Payless store, said they could buy a pair of Avenger shoes for her friend at school because he couldn't afford shoes that fit. And the mom kind of stopped in her tracks. And she went to the cashier and she asked how much it would cost to buy all the shoes in the store.
The entire store.
Yep. And she did. She bought about 300 pairs of shoes. And then she found out that there was another 1,000 that were coming the next day. She bought all of those, too. Now, of course, these are extreme discount because it's liquidation.
Still sounds like it adds up to something.
Of course it does. But she said that she wanted to show that, you know, you have to try and do better for others. So now next weekend, she's kind of having like an open give these shoes away to any parents that are looking for back to school shoes for their kids.
You know, there's another silver side, too. Not just what you're doing in the community and all that stuff, but the person who's working at Payless and dealing with the chaos that comes down to closing a store.
Right.
You just made it a pizza party the rest of the week.
Exactly. Yeah. You want all of them?
I'd be like, you know what? Do you want to hand them out here? Right. That would be fine. I mean, like, we'll get pizza. It'll be great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, that is a nice story.
Nice story.
Yeah. Mine's got, it starts on the wrong foot, but then it's really got a nice silver lining. Tell me if you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Porch Pirates. It's become a thing. We're all doing so much delivery for items that we're ordering on a daily basis, and many of us are not home during the day, so there are people literally following around mailbox trucks and picking items up from time to time. It's not good. But sometimes karma just kind of takes care of things on their own.
Yep.
There's a story this morning that a porch pirate has picked up a box with nine tarantulas from down south here for a collector there. Tarantula is very resilient, so we don't have to worry about them getting out of the box and not making it, or they're going to be just fine. Nine tarantulas. Imagine opening up a box and finding that right there.
No.
That'll be the last time you snag somebody's box.
Absolutely.
The last time.
You want to tell us something good? We always want to hear your good news. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. And hey, tell us something good.